Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier BOGO offer. This offer expires Sunday, March 24th. To order yours today, go to EdenPureDeals.com and use code HOWIEBOGO.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
The president has indicated, and I certainly agree, that getting the cost of living down should be a number one economic priority.
Easter is this weekend, and many Americans will spend an average of close to $200 per person for the holiday.
We're canceling it.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
We are taking the next step forward in our ongoing efforts to make our subways even safer.
I've experienced stabbings firsthand on the train.
And ensure New Yorkers feel safer.
You keep using that word. I don't think it means what you think it means.
We'll be publishing the impact and use policy for electromagnetic weapons detection systems.
If you want to throw down in fisticuffs, fine. I've got Jack Johnson and Tom O'Leary waiting for you, right here.
It's very alarming that crime in the city is getting this bad. Just don't feel safe.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. Here's what Trump had to say yesterday about RFK Jr., Bobby Kennedy Jr., and his new running mate, Nicole Shanahan. RFK Jr. is the most radical left candidate in the race by far. He's a big fan of the Green New Scam and other economy-killing disasters. I guess this would mean he is going to be taking votes from crooked Joe Biden, which would be a great service to America. His running mate, Nicole Shanahan, is even more liberal than him, if that's possible. Kennedy is a radical left Democrat and always will be. 3 exclamation points. It's great for MAGA, but the communists will make it very hard for him to get on the ballot. They already have. Expect him and her to be indicted any day now, probably for environmental fraud, exclamation point. He is Crooked Joe Biden's political opponent, not mine. I love that he is running, exclamation point. So she's six-figure donor to, among others, George Gascon, the pro-crime Soros-backed prosecutor in L.A. She also spent big on Measure J, a Los Angeles measure to reroute spending from law enforcement. So, I don't think he's going to. I don't think he's going to be taking too many votes away from Donald J. Trump. I don't know how many he'll take away from Biden, but he won't take any away from Trump, or very few. All right, time now for the Chump Line.
Well, it looks like RFK has himself a running mate with very deep pockets. Hopefully the first thing they invested in were some good custom-fitted neck braces, just in case.
You know, I read today that he has a lifelong love, they say, of Mary Jo Kopechne jokes. I got to check that out after the show. I didn't have time to read the link. Seems hard to believe, but there it is. Some of those jokes involve his father, you know. I won't repeat them. I didn't even repeat them in Kennedy Babylon, I don't think. I don't recall.
I hold in my hand the last envelope.
Anthony Scaramucci, Murphy Brown's secretary, William Henry Harrison. Name three people who stayed in their jobs longer than Ron McDaniel.
I thought there was going to be something about Tippy Canoe for that, but I missed it. Okay, I got it. But Ronna's going to do pretty well. She's going to get at least $600,000, probably a lot more than that. I think there'll be a settlement of a few million. That would be my guess. Today's Chump Line is brought to you by Eden Pure, by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier BOGO offer. Buy one Thunderstorm and get another one for free. Order now at EdenPureDeals.com. Use code HOWIEBOGO. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code HOWIEBOGO. Offer expires this Sunday.
Joe Biden is the first person known to be able to use Preparation H for his lips.
That was rude. I think I'll just let that one slide.
The climate cult has fostered a new creation. Now global warming has slowed the Earth's rotation. The planet's off its axis. We must increase taxes. Otherwise, we're headed for obliteration.
Yeah, that's the new thing. Yeah, if only we could raise taxes, that would straighten everything out. The Earth would be back on its axis. The polar ice caps wouldn't be melting. If only there were more money for conferences and sustainability developments and windmills and wind turbines built in China, everything would be groovy, as they used to say.
The way Brandon's slipping, the Easter Bunny's going to have to work overtime this year.
Somebody said he's not even buying any chocolate this year for the kids because of the prices have gone up so much. I don't know about that.
Hey, Howie, I was just diagnosed with anhedonia. It's called being Irish.
I thought it was called being alive, you know? I mean, isn't being alive kind of generally a way to get sort of sad and depressed? I mean, it's kind of natural, isn't it? It doesn't sound like it's anything particularly debilitating to me any more than day-to-day life.
You must be real fun at parties.
What are you talking about?
Life is full of great stuff. I don't know what you're talking about.
It is full of great stuff, but it's people are, you know, they also say that there's such a thing called social anhedonia. And you know what that is? That's not liking to be around people so much.
Have you been officially diagnosed?
Every Friday night after the show, I come down with social anhedonia. And I don't recover until Monday morning, Taylor. You don't feel the same way?
I enjoy the people I enjoy.
Sounds to me like you've got a case of incipient anhedonia.
I don't like being forced around other people.
Well, then you've got anhedonia.
But
that's what Dr. Carr's diagnosis is.
I am gregarious when I need to be.
Who isn't gregarious when he or she needs to be?
Brendan loves illegal aliens so much, he should address them at his next press conference by saying, "My fellow aliens, Cluta, Barado, Nikto."
I'm going to read some of the stuff from the migrant influencer who says you should squat. You should come. He's telling his amigos to come into the country and squat, and they can live for free. And the Wall Street Journal has an editorial saying, well, I'll read you just one line from it.
This is Lionel Moreno?
Yes. The crazy migrant may have chutzpah, but he's gamed out President Biden's border abdication, and crazy enough, he's not wrong about his home invasion scam. Squatters are moving into people's homes uninvited, and once they're in, they can be almost impossible to dislodge. I'll read you this whole thing when we come back.
He's got a new video out today, too.
He's got a new video, but is it in English or Spanish?
It's in Spanish, but there's captions in English. He's holding like over a grand in cash.
Yeah, I saw that still. Yeah. And he's an absconder too, by the way. Stop me if you've heard this one before. Like the guy who broke into Mike's home in Quincy.
Come on, man. I was just talking to my wife, Jim Biden, about the collapse of the Willard Scott Key Bridge. I'm a bridge guy, and I was there when the London Bridge fell down. I almost lost my Corvette and my cat. Also, I was captain of the New England Prep School Champion Bridge Team.
Thank you, everybody. This is my first wife, Gertrude McGillicuddy. Thanks, everyone.
Well, I mean, I have no idea who was on the New England Champion Bridge Team when he graduated high school. That would have been 10 years before me. So maybe there's a bit of truth there, although I thought he went to high school in Delaware or Pennsylvania or somewhere, not Massachusetts. 508 says, did Ronna McDaniel's job last longer than CNN Plus? I don't think it did. I think CNN Plus lasted a couple of weeks, didn't it? She lasted 20 minutes. But you got to look at it in terms, not just in terms of how much was paid per minute, but how much was paid per second. I think it comes out to $500 per second.
The insurrection over the hiring of Ronna McDaniel at NBC News was a bloodbath.
Yes, it was. I couldn't agree more.
When asked about RFK Jr. picking a wealthy young woman as a running mate, John Kerry said, well played, dude.
Yeah, she's worth $1 billion. That's up in Mama T and Julia Thorne category. But again, he says 60 is the new 80, but I beg to disagree. It may be 60, may be the 80, may be the new 60, but not in terms of being a gigolo. You've got to be a little younger than 80 to properly gigolo your way through life.
Well, Howie, with Easter coming this weekend, one thing's for sure, you're much more likely to see God than the Boston Herald is to see Whitey Bulger's FBI record.
Yeah, I don't understand that. You know, they've been slowly dribbling the FBI records out to the Herald for a couple of years, and I get a column out of it occasionally. You know, there's some black guy living down in Jackson, Mississippi, and they surround his house, and they think this black guy is Whitey disguised. I mean, there's been some crazy stuff that we've gotten, but they just cut us off, and they said the investigation is continuing. I don't know how it's continuing. He's been dead for 5 going on 6 years. I mean, are they still looking for the money? I think it's a little late to be looking for the money he stashed. Supposedly up to $50 million, but they've never found it. What are the odds they're going to find it at this point?
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any time between the hours of 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Time every weekday. Chump Line number, if you wish to leave such a message, is 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you didn't hear your message or you just like to hear a second brand new Chump Line, we have one. It's called Chop Chumps. It's where we put the messages we didn't have room or time for just now. And Chop Chumps, the second Chump Line of the day, is posted every weeknight around 7 p.m. You can get Chop Chumps wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. Today's Chump Line is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier BOGO offer. Buy one thunderstorm and get another one for free. Order now at EdenPureDeals.com. Use code HOWIEBOGO. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code HOWIEBOGO. Offer expires this Sunday.
The way Brandon's slipping, the Easter Bunny's going to have to work overtime this year.
By the way, this is the traditional Easter weekend. This is, 31, how many years ago was 33 years ago, I guess. 33 years ago, Ted Kennedy was flying in from D.C. for the traditional Easter weekend, which started with the traditional all-day drunk on Good Friday, followed by the traditional alleged rape by one of his nephews, followed by the traditional cover-up, et cetera, et cetera. It's quite a big weekend, a traditional remembrance and celebration, I guess you'd call it, for the Kennedy clan in Palm Beach. I'm Howie Carr.
Leave a message for the big guy. Call the Chump Line.
844-500-4242.
Press 2 and leave your message. Then listen every weekday at 5 to catch the best messages of the day.
One of them may be yours.
Howie Carr is back.
844-500-4242. Today's poll question is brought to you by Perfect Smiles. Don't be fooled by imposters with similar names. If you're unhappy with your smile, you need to visit Dr. Bruce Houghton in Nashua. Call 1-844-A-PERFECT-SMILE or visit PerfectSmiles.com. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarshow.com, is Sam Bankman-Fried just got 25 years in federal prison for stealing $8 billion. How would you describe that sentence? Too harsh? About right? Or should have gotten what Bernie Madoff got? Life.
Should have gotten what Bernie Madoff got. Life, 150 years.
85% say life, 13% say it's about right, 2% say it's too harsh.
I just don't understand why these judges won't sentence people to the sentences they deserve. You know? And I mean, if you think you're going to be overruled by a higher court for, cruel and unusual punishment, that's one thing. But, I mean, when a guy sets the world record for a Ponzi scheme, I think you've got a lot of leeway in what you can hand out as a sentence. Especially when the judge rips him to shreds before he gives, not a wrist slap, but he didn't give him what he should have, I don't think. But again, Democrats. 844-500-4242. Maureen, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Maureen.
Oh, thank you for taking my call. Cuomo, in my opinion, was a crumb, but Maya Adams is an arse. And the murder of Officer Diller, in my opinion, lies squarely on his shoulders. New York City is my home area. I grew up in North Jersey. I went to college a little bit above the Bronx, up in New Rochelle. I worked in Lower Manhattan. And those guys have destroyed my once magnificent city. They don't give a rat's anything, and they don't support the police or the fire, but they do support all the rodent criminals. It's unbelievable to me. And the crumb and the arse have let the rodents do whatever they want to the police, including slicing them and throwing water bottles at them with absolutely no consequences.
Right.
And
what about those illegal aliens attacking the cops in Times Square a couple weeks ago? That was insane.
Yeah, nothing. Absolutely horrific. I had to watch it, Google it and watch it myself a few times just to be sure I was looking at what I heard about. And it was like you said, it was absolutely outrageous, zip nothing. And, this mental case who threw the guy, the subway rider off into the train, oncoming train. When I go in to look at all the local papers down there, like I do, it's all about mental health issues are being revised,
right.
How they should handle mental health in the subway system.
I know, wait a minute,
what happened to murder
right.
in the subway system?
I mean, how
right?
many crimes did this guy commit? I was glad to see the New York Post just ran a list of all the crimes. This is the guy who pushed a commuter onto the tracks on the subway. I mean, I don't care if he has mental health issues or not. He's robbing people. He's pulling fake guns. He's he's battling it out with cops on the when he's caught robbing at the Aqueduct racetrack. I mean, what does he have to do to get locked up? He threatens his grandmother. Oh, his grandfather died of COVID and it's been all downhill for. What about all the people he attacked? Has it been downhill for them or did they enjoy being attacked? I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
512 says, I visited New York City for about a week recently. When you ride the subways nowadays, you're at the mercy of the hood rats. Don't even think about defending someone else or you'll end up like Daniel Penny. Can't ride with a gun, but I carried a box cutter with me just in case. I'm glad you brought that up, 512. There's a post, one of the radical leftists on the females on the New York City Council, Amanda Farias. She asked, why aren't men calling this out? while quoting a post from the New York City Women's Caucus decrying the alarming trend of violence towards women. Where are the men calling this out? She said. She's a leftist. Carol Markowitz, she's a columnist for the New York Post who's since moved to Florida. And she retweeted, so hard to understand why good men aren't stepping in. And she has a picture of Daniel Penny with his handcuffed behind his back being taken into custody by the New York City police. This is the guy who defended his fellow strap hangers on the subway. And he ended up sitting on this thug, and the thug died. And everybody on the train thanked him and considers Daniel Penny a hero. And he's been arrested, and he's facing, I don't know if it's murder or manslaughter charges. I think that may be why no one's stepping forward. I mean, people hear about things like Daniel Penny. He's a household word, a household name in New York City, elsewhere as well. 844-500-4242. Mr. Garcia, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mr. Garcia.
You know, the Kennedy and also Biden and Trump, when he hit the debate in October, Biden cannot have accused. I say, I'm not going to debate. Trump say, Kennedy, please debate, you know? You know what I mean?
Hey, Mr. Garcia, there aren't going to be any debates. You know that.
Yes. Oh. I got it. Okay. Yes.
How could he debate anybody? There's a story today that this guy had a book contract to write something on a book about Biden. It was going to be like this big, you know, they sold millions of books about Trump, hundreds of thousands of books about Barack Obama. But this big company, Simon & Schuster, just dropped the contract to write a book about Biden. You know why, Mr. Garcia? Nobody wants to read about it. They tried to sell books about Jill Biden, and I think they paid hundreds of thousands of dollars in advances, and they sold zero copies. I mean, zero copies. Nobody wanted to read anything. There is no there, Mr. Garcia, and that's why there's not going to be any debates. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. 844-500-4242. Hey, here's some good news for Portland, Maine. We could use some good news in Massachusetts along these lines. The Portland Motel 6, which was used to house illegal aliens and homeless people, has been shut down. It's been shut down five years after it began taking in homeless people and illegal immigrants. This is from the Maine Wire. Following a March health inspection, the city determined that the motel is infested with cockroaches and revoked the lodging licenses for all but five of its 128 rooms. My experience with cockroaches is if they're in 123 of the rooms, they're probably in those last five, too. The company is required to remedy the living conditions on the 123 unlivable rooms, but immigrants, surely they meant to say illegal aliens, living in those rooms will be allowed to stay there until then. One illegal staying in the hotel told News Center Maine that the living conditions are so bad she wanted to move back to her home country of Angola. I think we should make that dream come true. Homeless people, then later illegal aliens, have been referred to the motel by city officials since 2019, as the Motel 6 is one of the few hotels in the area that accepts general assistance tokens. Why don't we have the law like that in Massachusetts? Of course, they probably all the owners that are addicted now to making all the big money, they would, if they put that law in general assistance tokens, they'd take them. General assistance is a taxpayer-funded program which gives money for necessities such as housing to those who can't afford them. As of 2020, each family staying in the motel cost taxpayers $225 per night. That was in 2020. How much do you think it is now? 844-5. So that's good news, even if it's only briefly. All right, so now we have this illegal alien from Venezuela. the migrant influencer. He says work is for slaves, i.e. Americanos. This is from Hot Air. Papa Biden, that's what he calls Dementia Joe. Papa Biden is paving the streets with gold for illegal aliens, brags Leonel Moreno, a Venezuelan illegal who is recruiting people to come to the U.S.
And you steal my sugar daddy in the radio.
I don't know where that came from. He encourages illegals to invade homes and become squatters. So they get a free home by stealing them from Americans. He is an actual TikTok personality. People thought this was a scam, a parody, like a Babylon Bee type of TikTok account, but it's real apparently. His shtick is making videos for potential illegal aliens and teaching them to rip off Americans. Work is for slaves and Americans are suckers. Brandon waved Marino into the United States, gave him papers and a place to stay, provided food stamps and a monthly stipend, and he also then began begging on the street, making $1,000 a day. That's what he claims, anyway. He crossed the southern border illegally in April 2022 at Eagle Pass, Texas. He's now listed as an absconder, but nobody's really looking for him. Moreno has been seen living in Columbus. I think that means Ohio. He listed his point of contact in the U.S. as Catholic Charities in Miami. Oh, of course, it's Catholic Charities. He calls President Biden mi papa. Here's an exact quote from him. I don't like to work. Boys, in the U.S., there are a million tricks, a million things to do. I've concluded that the American dream is real. He says he's lived in the U.S. for more than a year and has never had to break a sweat. This is food of the best quality that they just give to you. Moreno claims he has traversed 12 countries to reach the U.S. He traversed, I guess, 12 countries between here and Venezuela. And tried to seek asylum in Canada last year, so he obviously didn't take the direct route, alongside his wife, but ultimately came to America because they don't get enough free handouts up north. I thought they give you a lot of welfare in Canada. They didn't give us the hotel they promised. Is Motel 6 still open in Portland? No, I guess it's not. They gave us a month and then kicked us out. Man, those racist, nativist, xenophobes. And they didn't give us the papers they promised. They didn't give us a job and didn't give us asylum. After his wife gave birth, his wife, I doubt it's his wife, Moreno shared from the hospital that that the couple didn't pay anything to have their daughter, thanking Papa Biden for paying. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. So I'll read you the squatter epidemic editorial in the Wall Street Journal. We come back. Let me take this call. Patrick, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Patrick.
Thanks, Howie. I'm a big fan of your show.
Thanks.
Like you pointed out, the guy who helped out in the subway, not only do you get punished for doing the right thing, when you see everyone in the country seems to like this, I don't want to help them too much. So when people who are celebrating Biden, celebrating the immigration, if they want to get screwed, I think let them get screwed.
Yeah. In a democracy, you get the government you deserve, Patrick. That's an old saying, but I think it's true, isn't it?
Unfortunately, we're all suffering through it because of them.
Yeah. Thanks for the call. 844-500-4242-508. Moreno has told more truth as an absconder than most of the federally elected officials of both parties. Yeah, he is telling the truth, and this is not a parody account. This is the way it is. TikTok's latest contribution to American domestic tranquility is a video by a Venezuelan illegal outlining his plan for invading a house in the United States and taking it from the owner. Quote, I found out there is a law that says if a house is not inhabited, we, he says, can seize it. unquote. Naturally, this went vagrant. The young migrant may have chutzpah, but he's gamed out President Biden's border abdication, and crazy enough, he's not wrong about his home invasion scam. This part I read before. Squatters are moving into people's homes uninvited, and once they're in, they can be almost impossible to dislodge. We saw this in New York last week when Adele Andalaro tried to rid the house she inherited from her parents of squatters by changing the locks. The cops led her away in handcuffs. The squatters could still make themselves at home. It's happening all over. In Georgia, Paul Callens found squatters had moved into his house and changed the locks while he was away caring for his sick wife. In Texas, Houston schoolteacher Amberlyn Prather and her family used a fake lease to occupy a Houston home. In California, Flash Shelton retook his mother's house by moving in when the squatters were out and then claimed squatters' rights himself. Two squatters were arrested Friday in connection with the murder of Nadia Vitale after she confronted them in her late mother's apartment in a Manhattan apartment this month. She just got back from Spain. She was getting the apartment ready after her mother died, and she ran into these two thugs, young thugs. They killed her, stole her SUV, drove to Pennsylvania, wrecked the SUV, and took credit cards to buy a new car. They have no fear of anything. 844-500-4242. Dennis, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dennis.
Howie, I read somewhere that Lionel Marino was being sought by, I don't know whether it's Border Patrol or Immigration Control, but because he violated the terms of his presence here. Listen, he's putting this stuff on TikTok. Is he using the cell phone account that he established in South America?
I dare say he is, and he has a connection, which is not a surprise, to Catholic Charities, apparently, according to the news accounts.
Yeah, can't
that was the address he gave. These NGOs, non-governmental organizations, are making fortunes off of this stuff after destroying the country. This is like injecting a toxin into a society. When Trump talks about poisoning the blood, I mean, it's hyperbole, I guess, but and he's talking about drugs, fentanyl specifically, but I mean, this is destroying the whole country. Thanks for the call, Dennis. 844-500-4242. In Canada, you need to be a citizen in Canada to get anything free. It's sad that it's like that in Canada, and here we're giving away everything free in America. So I guess Lionel Moreno had a point. He couldn't get all the handouts he can get here. And he's going to get a free house, and all of his amigos are going to get free houses. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show returns after this. The Howie Carr Show is back.
844-500-4242-413. What a laughing stock we've become, even to the third world. Pitiful. Pitiful. Officer Mark says, rumor has it the remaining cockroaches in the Portland Motel 6 have unionized and cannot be evicted without arbitration. I don't even think they care about arbitration anymore, the squatters. This is why you would have to be insane to let the illegal aliens into your house, whether they're as guests like that couple in Brookline or whether you're getting the $30,000 from the home base program. You're never going to get them out. They're going to be there forever, at least until they decide to burn down your house as a part of a barbecue. Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, Howie, H.L. Mencken said, democracy is the idea that people know what they want and deserve to get it good and hard.
Good and hard. I quoted that last week in my column. Yeah, I know.
That's right.
Good and hard.
Oh, I don't read your column. I'm sorry. Maybe I should. But As long as they don't come up here in New Hampshire, Howie, I can't deal with it. I don't care what happens in Mass or New York. Stay there. Stay in the big cities. It's just like the vax. I don't care what happens to these people that took 17 jabs. You know what? Do your homework. Figure it out. But get out of the cities and stop voting Democrat. I mean, I don't care. It doesn't bother me. Don't care.
They're going to drift north, though. That's the problem, Mike. You know, you can't contain a virus. And it spreads into the citizen population when they see everybody getting free everything, including free passes to commit crime. You can't have a dual system where one group doesn't have to work and the other group does. Where there's one group is held to the laws and the other group isn't. I wish that were the case. I wish we could just say, you know, I'm not gonna take part in the destruction of America, but it's coming for us, unfortunately. No matter how much we try to hide, we've got to get control back of the country. Thanks for the call. By the way, we have a few of our cheap bastard deals left for Nauset Beach Inn. It's the only public lodging on the Cape Cod National Seashore, and it's a $200 gift certificate for $100, and you can use it anytime, even during the season. Get as many as you want, but there's fewer than 10 left now. So get them now before they're gone. HowieCarshow.com. Click on store. And last call for the Nauset Beach Inn gift certificates. Dan, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dan.
Hey, Howie. Thanks for taking the call. You know, once upon a time, you know, if you, like, pushed someone off a subway car in front of a train, or if you killed a bunch of people or any of these other bunch of crimes that people are doing, you were automatically assumed to be mentally ill. And you were locked up because you were committing crimes. If you want to be a do-gooder, you could do good to them once they're locked up, you know. But I feel like the last people on the face of the earth that I want to be picking and choosing who's mentally ill and who's not mentally ill is the government. I mean, that was like the big deal in Nazi Germany. You know, they started like locking up the criminal insane and determining who's...
I know, these red flag laws, you know, when they want to take away people's guns. I mean, do you really want the government deciding this kind of thing? Do you trust them? Do you trust people who are going to be accusing you of being a nut?